Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All hell is breaking loose across the world as the move towards the singularity intensifies. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours live on this Sunday, the Ides of March. Hard to believe. It is the Ides of March, the day Julius Caesar was stabbed to death. YouTube Brutus in the Roman Senate. In fact, what was the year of that? I just noticed that today is the Ides of March, and I also just noticed on Friday, looking up at the date, that, wow, it was Friday the 13th, ladies and gentlemen. Where to begin? Oh, my goodness. Do we not have a full spectrum of information to cover? Here's a little giblet of the day. Hertz puts cameras in its rental car, says it has no plans to use them. Cameras and microphones in basically any, quote, smart device, surveilling the living Toledo out of everyone. And that will dovetail with an article that's top-linked on drudgereport.com on the left-hand side. Protesters stage anti-robot rally at South by Southwest. And we have a video report shot by Buckley Hammond, who's also in there producing today, with Nico Acosta. Rage Against the Machines, South by Southwest anti-AI protest to stop the robots. Group warns against artificial intelligence takeover. We need to see more of this because I'm not so worried about the artificial intelligence takeover. If we thought it out and didn't weaponize it from day one and make it autonomous, where its core function is killing people and surveilling, and if it wasn't being designed by the globalists. So forget whether it's AI or not. This ubiquitous grid takeover is being used to dehumanize and predict human activity, to manipulate human activity, and bring in total tyranny. So they really need to go protest over at Google. In fact, this is one of the ideas I had for South by Southwest a month ago when we had a meeting. It's in the notes. I said, I want to cover how they were really founded as an AI and how they act all liberal and trendy on the surface when they're really basically a government globalist consortium front group. Maybe I should personally go down to Google and march in there with a camera. And when they say down on 2nd Street, why are you here? You have to have permission. Why are you videotaping us? I'll say, but wait, you go around grabbing all our data, including Google cars, stealing passwords. There's been a new Google data breach. Personal info of users leaked due to Google error. And again, I don't have some giant, for lack of a better term, well, the word is hard on. I have a large repertoire of speech. It is a family show, but sometimes there's just not words to describe something without actually using the word. A rose is still a rose by any other name. It's just what it is. Microsoft, predatory. IBM, Uber, predatory. Google, predatory. And we still have to work with Google some because it's so ubiquitous now. It's like the water's poison, but I still got to drink water if there's no clean water around. Google is super bad, folks, super manipulative in all of their functions, and they want to be the internet and the AI system to control the future of the world, and they've got the best shot right now at doing it. So that's coming up today. Again, this is just one small area of the news. Over-the-top developments in Russia. Over-the-top developments in Pakistan, over-the-top developments with Kerry and ISIS and with Israel and Saudi Arabia and everything happening with Iran. Border Patrol says they're seeing a huge increase in sex offenders crossing the border. ISIS just being ordered to release them under the new Obama maximum criminal takeover. You say, why is Obama so over-the-top? Why are the globalists over the top? Because they got to break our will and set precedents to do anything they want anytime. Because stuff's going to get crazier and crazier under their plan. So they just got to get us acclimated to troops doing gun confiscation drills and checkpoints and surveillance blimps and half the public having cancer. I mean, I saw an article just the other day from mainstream news saying they predict half the kids will have basically Alzheimer-type stuff or autism, brain disorders by 2025.
Used and sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation. The exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable, coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are broadcasting worldwide. Massive radical Islamist offensives are being launched from Pakistan to Iraq to Syria. And they're operating inside Europe using pedophile tactics to recruit young teenage girls who are about as dumb as a box of rocks under this modern trendy system into ISIS. And it ties into VIP pedophile scandals. That is mainstream news. We're going to be breaking it down. Vladimir Putin says they're preparing nuclear readiness with Europe and the U.S. over Crimea. Huge developments on that front. We're going to be breaking it down. Also, continuing, arrests have been made in the shooting of Ferguson, Missouri police officers. Suspect admits to firing shots that struck two officers in Ferguson, critically wounding both. Shot one of them in the face. We're going to be breaking that down. USDA reports a virulent strain of avian flu in Kansas poultry. Don't know why it's spreading so fast. U.S. bird experts, Reuters, are mystified by Midwest avian flu spread. Continuing, we're going to get into the legal case against internet rules that the FCC spent 2 weeks blocking. That they rolled them out 2 weeks ago, but then didn't release the information until Friday. We've done an analysis at InfoWars.com. We're going to be breaking that down as well today. It is broadcast rules, basically, that are on UHF, VHF, AM, FM, on to the full spectrum of the entire internet with criminal penalties, the Justice Department, federal, state bodies coming after folks. It's based on complaints, so it's a snitch program. You thought the IRS was bad. The IRS was hideous, going after tens of thousands of Christian groups and indicting and arresting creationists that dare promote creationism under 501c3, like the guy that had the theme park that the atheists hated so much in Florida. And they indicted him and said, you know, you're not allowed to promote Christianity and be a tax exempt. And he's been convicted and is going to prison. Yeah. What's his name again?
His name is Kent Hovind.
That's right. Kent Hovind. I interviewed him like 10 years ago, but we're going to get him back on the broadcast. Nico, were you on air when you just popped in?
I was.
Awesome. That's what I love, because the guys are always popping in my ear, helping me out sometimes. We're teleprompter free, but my crew backs me up with research and data because I am teleprompter free, and I like to have you actually hear them on air. Okay, where should we go after that? Because I'm going to break each of these down. Canada is set to pass draconian legislation. It's something out of North Korea. Bill C-51 Day of Action protest announced and is denouncing new policing powers. That is going to be coming up today. It's a jam-packed transmission. But before I go any further, look at this article in a press release by Hertz. Hertz Rent-A-Car puts cameras in its rental cars, says it has no plans to use them. Samsung televisions, other smart TVs, your cable boxes. Remember I told you 15, 16, 17 years ago they were watching and listening with keyword logging? Now it's all being admitted in the terms and conditions. I had NSA whistleblowers on the show to warn you. I'm not so much worried about the rise of AI itself coming after us as the fact that corrupt humans are creating a technocracy that they control that is being pointed at the population. There was a big protest in Austin today. USA Today covered it. Protesters stage anti-robot rally at South by Southwest. DrudgeReport.com linked the top left-hand corner to our video with Leanne McAdoo talking to the demonstrators today. Here it is.
Stop the robots!
Stop the robots!
Tell us your manifesto.
Technology should be used in coordination with humans, not in opposition of humans.
Leanne McAdoo for Infowars.com. I'm out here enjoying South by Southwest, and I ran into these extremists here with this pro-humanity message. This is Adam with Stop the Robots. Are you really out here to stop the robots? Are you against technology?
Well, so people are confused. We actually, I'm a computer engineer, and we like technology. Technology can be used to help humanity. It's already been used to help humanity. And we think that the moral decisions of humanity should stay with the technology. So the day that we start creating technology that follows a moral decision complex that's not our own is the day that we're in danger. And that already exists today. And we want to make sure that in the near-term future and the far-term future, humanity is spoken for. We can use human morality in effect with technology, not separate from humanity, rather than create a technology that's a parallel of us, something that exists against us potentially. We need to create things that allow us to advance ourselves.
Yeah. And one of the big things, obviously, that's going to happen very shortly within our lifetime that a lot of people aren't really prepared for, and economists don't even know what they're going to do. Everything's going to be automated soon, and there are going to be a lot of people without jobs. Now, that could be great in one sense because we could all self-actualize and write poetry, but let's be real. There's going to be a lot of us wandering around with nothing to do. Well, so what's the answer to that?
So I actually foresee a future where technology helps us expand our economy, not just in terms of like agricultural production and things that could potentially be automated, but in terms of jobs and the intellectual future of mankind.
Yes, and that was actually one of the things that we learned at the AI conference I just covered, is that soon, with this automation, currency, as we know it, is going to change. The value of things will change. Jobs will be obsolete. But those jobs that are really, you know, people that will remain successful are those who are able to do the jobs the robots cannot do. And so it's going to be about teaching humanity to be, you know, entrepreneurs and to think and to be creative and go beyond this, what they're teaching us at school right now is to just be robots.
Well, today there's people that are doing things for their communities, for their families, for their nations, for humanity in general, that aren't being paid for it. There's people on online forums investing extreme amounts of time helping other people, expanding on the human condition, and they're not part of the current economy. They're doing this in their own spare time. And so there are ways that we can create technology that we can't fathom right now, where people will have jobs. And as long as we keep that in mind as we build technology into the future and don't pigeonhole humanity into something where, I don't know, let's go extreme. AI controls the nuclear warheads on the planet, and all of a sudden it's got a glitch because the programmer did something wrong, and then all of a sudden humanity is destroyed.
Or it's an evil programmer.
Yeah, you know, who knows? We need to keep, I like to use the airplane example. Right now we have planes that fly themselves. I mean, even corporate jets, commercial airlines can take off and land themselves. And so the pilot doesn't have to actually do much flying. But when we put 50 people up in the air, we put a human behind the controls.
Let's
because
right
a
there.
Robot, though it...
The full report is up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and the easiest place to find it, because it's rolled down on our page to near the bottom, DrudgeReport.com. You can read the USA Today article that goes along with it. We have to have a debate about the future of humanity, period. because Bill Joy of Sun Microsystems, I mention this a lot because he wrote about it in a lengthy article back in 1999 for Wired Magazine. He wrote, "Why the Future Doesn't Need Us." Our most powerful 21st century technologies, robotics, genetic engineering, and nanotech, are threatening to make humans an endangered species. And I want to explain something. He goes into meeting with 200 top globalist top computer owners, he himself a multi-billionaire, and the decision was made, they're not just going to let us wander around like Leanne was talking about and just write poetry all day. They see the 7.5 billion people as a scourge on the planet. You could argue we are hurting the planet. But regardless, the decision's been made to dumb us down, put infertility drugs in the food and water. This has all been announced. And just kind of stun us with chemicals until we're all have Alzheimer's by 45 and just phase out 90%+ of the world population. This is all official UN announcements. Everybody knows about this, but people just go, oh, that's the plan? So they're designing the whole grid to be a kill grid. So it'll be killer robots mopping up the last of us, and the elite will merge with the machines and become gods. Now that's what Ray Kurzweil and Google say.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The freeze-dried guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The video is halfway down on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to put it on Twitter and Facebook as well. Armed Citizens March at South by Southwest here in Austin. That's important because the mainstream media is creating the perception that guns are illegal nationwide. They produce most shows based in New York or D.C. or L.A. where they basically banned most guns. And then they go, look, we went to this guy's house and he had 10 guns. Dirty criminal. Or, you have a gun on the car? Yes, we're going to prison. That's illegal. So, open carry reconditions the public to understand that more guns mean less crime in all the major studies. But the mainstream media is out there brainwashing the public in the Attorney General's words. That's his words. You never heard that? Let's try to find that. Quote, literally brainwash the public against the Second Amendment, where the public in major studies, according to LA Times and Forbes, believes that gun crime's up when it's down 51% since 1992, Justice Department's own numbers. But that video of an amazing gun march yesterday here in Austin that needs to go viral is on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we've got our print reporters and our videographers and researchers and folks out on the streets. And we're going to be having a lot of South by Southwest news, a lot of culture jamming news this week during the weekday broadcast, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. And, of course, you can follow all of that at Real Alex Jones on Twitter and, of course, at InfoWars.com. Now, before I get into the bad news, it's confirmed, internet power grab, we got the FCC documents. They released it 2 weeks and one day afterwards, after the story was out of the news. Soon as it died down, they released it like a horrible stink bomb in church, very quietly, hoping no one noticed who did it. And it's worse than I thought it would have been. We're going to be going over that. Plus, it's totally illegal where it came from, how it's being done. And the Hill newspaper, the reports on Congress, is basically pointing that out. It's just blatantly blazing. Bravada. Just like opening the borders without even an executive order. An executive order is treason. The president doesn't make law. Or Obama shutting down power plants or going after bullets outside of law. But they're doing it. They're doing it. And if they get away with it, they'll get away with more. Before I get into that and the avian flu in Missouri news, that's really scary because when it jumps into humans, it's like 90-something percent fatal. Before we go there, let's get into the geopolitical news because I've got about six or seven articles here that all tie into each other when you're geopolitically literate. The general public thinks geopolitics is boring. That's why most college graduates can't tell you the three branches of government domestically, and they can't tell you the seven continents. And it's, but they can tell you baseball scores or football scores or NBA scores. It's not because they're even stupid. They were brought up learning how to fill their mind with tripe. It's much more interesting to know the different types of nuclear weapons. It's much more interesting to understand the history of the Russians or the Chinese or the Americans. It's fascinating. Plus, it makes you successful and informative. I've talked to U.S. ambassadors to different countries. I've talked to top generals. I've talked to insurance company heads. I've talked to rocket scientists. And they'll always be amazed at my general knowledge in their field. And they're shocked and they'll say, well, my own engineers don't know this much stuff. And I'm somebody, folks, that can't even hardly spell. But I can certainly learn how things work and how they interconnect because it's fascinating. I'm sure I could have become a football fan expert and tell you the sports scores from 1976 or what happened in the 1984 Super Bowl or what happened this year's Super Bowl. But you know what? I don't want to know the jockstrap size of some arrogant roid head punk. Sorry, just not into it. But I do want to know about space probes landing on comets. I'm into really neat stuff. And you can say, hey, I'm a weirdo. Well, that's fine. Being informed, knowing known liars is a little weird. Back when this country was founded, people were into speaking 5-6 languages and not being conned and being informed and being ready to fight. They were called the greatest people ever by foreign historians in France and England and you name it. Now we're known as the dumbest, knuckle-dragging, stupid, most unhealthy people in the world because the globalists did a job on us. Plus, we were so prosperous, our ancestors gave us so much wealth, we became a bunch of spoiled, rotten punks that think just acting trendy and like we don't care about anything and being big slackers is cool. Not caring is cool. Not caring is not existing. You're dead already. That's what Bill Joy said. They said, look, these aren't people anymore anyways. The only question is there's going to be a lot of moral people who don't want to be slaves who are going to fight the technocracy. And that's what the combat robots are going to be for. And the surveillance grid and the predictive systems to know when you're going to stand up. When you look around and see half the kids on your block with autism and a third of the people with cancer, and you know, you read all the government documents, how they're doing it by design and laughing at us, and oh no, we've got to be mopped up, huh? We don't want to wear different colored socks and have little beards and, you know, act trendy and shuffle around, have our girlfriends boss us around. We're called men. And the world doesn't need us anymore, we're told. It's the end of the age of men. We'll see about that. Because when the men in the system find out they're not going to be brought into this new world order either, when they find out it's a centralized spiritual takeover via machines by a group of adepts, Luciferians on the inside, and that it's the end of humanity as we know it because the devil wants to play God and have a new creation, when the elite find out they're going to be cut off, there's going to be some major resistance. And it's an info war, ladies and gentlemen, and reality is so much stranger than fiction. But let's get into what's currently happening. Kerry says U.S. will have to negotiate with Syria's Assad. Reuters, boy, that remember 2 years ago when they used al-Qaeda to stage a chemical attack twice on Assad's forces and then claimed that the West had done it, but then it came out it was Saudi intelligence? Well, now they say that the Saudi Arabian, Qatari-backed al-Qaeda known as ISIS is so bad that we've got to get with Assad to try to take him out. Assad, who did nothing, where women can go to college, who was westernizing things and working with the United States, he got set up. But now, I mean, who even knows if this is true? The policy is so deceptive and so war-gamed and so multi-leveled and twisted, they probably don't even know what they're doing. But that's in Reuters. That dovetails with this little jewel. Iraq Kurds claim Islamic State used chemical weapons on them. Well, Islamic State is al-Qaeda, who's been caught using it twice. The UN even had to admit it, that it wasn't Assad. But remember our media saying Assad did it? Foreign media knew it was pure bull because they don't fully control the jihadis. They just fund them and turn them loose, like throwing a kid in with five starving pit bulls. The starving pit bulls with rabies eating gunpowder for their whole life aren't under your control, but they're going to eat that kid. Just like I put 100 black widows in your bed at night, one of them's going to bite you, maybe two or three. I don't control the black widows, but I put them in your bed. Well, it's the same thing. The jihadis shot video with their al-Qaeda flags launching the chemical mortars because they want to be rock stars online. And that's what screwed up Kerry's little operation. And then the Army said, and the Air Force said, and the Marines said, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs went to Obama that Saturday night and said, we're not launching an attack tomorrow. There's basically going to be a coup. This even came out here and there in the news, but it came out that the chairman went and said, we're not backing al-Qaeda. Remember the troops putting out that meme, I won't fight for al-Qaeda, Infowars.com? When we come back, what's really going on in the Middle East, it is melting down, and Putin, again, AP, said preparing to use nuclear weapons over Crimea. You can't make that up. That's the headline. These are important times to focus on reality, not on football, and acting manly. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
We let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com.
Live
from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up in the second hour, we'll be covering a lot of news. I'm going to open the phones up specifically from folks that are in Austin, Texas, and that are listening to give us their take on South by Southwest. And I'm going to break down the secret of South by Southwest next hour, one of the biggest conferences in the world now, started 20-something years ago. And when you understand South by Southwest, you'll basically understand much of the globalist brainwashing model. But we are obviously here hijacking South by Southwest, and I want to see what you think the most important South by Southwest stories are. And specifically, you can also then comment on any other stories that we've already mentioned. But I want to get callers from Austin, Texas. And I rarely do this. Sometimes I say callers from Mexico and the flu was down there, or I want callers from Canada, or I want callers from Japan. And we can usually have a pretty big audience, so we can get callers from specific areas. So today it'll be callers from Austin, Texas, their take on South by Southwest, or folks that are participating in South by Southwest. I will give that number out coming up in the next segment, and then you can line up to get on air with us. So that is all coming up today. So if you just joined us, let's talk about geopolitical developments that'll curl your hair if you historically understand how dangerous things are. That's why so many former top generals and others are saying this is the most dangerous time we've had, even worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis. You've got ISIS probably firing more chemical weapons at people after they changed their name from Al-Qaeda. You've got Kerry now saying we want to work with Syria's leader, Assad, Bashar al-Assad, after we've spent 4.5 years, our criminal government, NATO, with Turkey and others trying to overthrow the Assad regime. And about half the country's occupied by Al-Qaeda and ISIS, Islamic State fighters, with their Al-Qaeda flags. It's all Al-Qaeda, folks. Al-Qaeda nomenclature, Al-Qaeda funding, Al-Qaeda flags, running around blowing up and burning things and doing all of this and cutting people's heads off. And they blow up a bunch of more churches today. We're going to get to that. Meanwhile, I've got headlines here. Bolton, former ambassador to the UN, calls Iran deal unprecedented surrender. And it's all a bunch of politics, Republican versus Democrat. You've got the U.S. and Saudi Arabian embassies on heightened security for whatever reason, AP reports. Obama White House steps up pressure on Republicans over Iran. The news is calling them traitors because they won't go along with a deal with Iran. This is a bunch of double and triple crossing going on. I understand Israel's concern about Iran having reactors, but if there are inspectors and there are cameras in the reactors, they're not going to be able for at least 5 to 10 years, depending on the numbers you look at, get enough fissile material for weapons. Plus, let's expand on that. From my sources in the military, and I told you this about 6, 7 years ago, and then you've seen some of it in the news. Saudi Arabia has had nuclear weapons for at least a decade, and that was in the news last year that they're acquiring them now and said, don't attack us, Iran. You know, we've got nukes, basically. Kind of like Israel's had nukes since the 60s but won't admit it. South Africa's had them. That was later admitted. I mean, I've got really good sources, okay? I mean, really high-level sources over the years. A lot of them have dried up because now they're locking people up that expose treason. I mean, I have sources on publicly, like Colonel Schaefer, who ran the operation against Al-Qaeda. Abel Danger and Stratus Ivey could have killed bin Laden twice, but was ordered to stand down weeks before 9/11. And, I mean, he has been called in and screamed at repeatedly. And he's now out of the military in a consulting role to the Department of Defense and the Army and does some classified stuff and basically can't really come on the show because even when he comes on and covers stuff in the news, they call him in and threaten him. But needless to say, ladies and gentlemen, the military listens to this show because they know that I know, compared to other civilian radio, what I'm talking about. Never been in the military, but I've been studying it for 25 years, been on air for 20. I've got the sources, and I'm willing to stick my neck out and cover it. And that's why they listen, because they know we're not making stuff up. And we understand what's going on, and we decompartmentalize because we have sources high level and in other governments and in corporations where we can integrate it together and then give military personnel, whether they're low-level enlisted or high-level commissioned officers or non-commissioned officers, we help decompartmentalize the matrix for folks. And as what we predict becomes more and more true, people realize this is a hardcore broadcast, and I'm not up here bragging. I get white knuckles sometimes realizing just how effective we are and how dangerous we are to the globalists. And there's different camps of the government. The whole government's not bad. That's one reason we're still alive, plus your prayers. But listen, don't expect this show to always be here. This is not a game, people. This is not a game. This is serious for the future of our country and the world right now being decided. And elites are getting really reckless because they want to control the future of AI, of the internet, of human development. And the elites need to just back off, cool down, think about how dangerous a system they're building, because there's no way that this secures even their future activities and endangers all of us. And I'm telling you, there's real movements in government corporations to understand this. I'm not the only one saying this. People are really realizing This is dangerous to spend $5 billion to overthrow Ukraine and to move weapons and to move heavy armor and to menace Russia on their doorstep when eastern Ukraine has been part of Russia for 500 years back and forth. Does that mean Russia is wonderful? No. But look at this next headline. While we're worried about Iran, who's already got nuclear weapons, so why does Israel want to blow up its reactors? Because Iran will become self-sustaining with those reactors. They can't refine their own fuel. They've not built up to a first-world state. They're the first area in the whole region, except for Libya, to get close to that in limited capacity. And the globalists do not want any sovereign country that's self-sufficient. They're making us unself-sufficient. They're deindustrializing the U.S. This is their model. And so they want to attack Iran. And I'm not demonizing Israel. It's a larger piece in all this. The globalists want an attack on Iran at certain levels, certain camps do, to keep radical mullahs in charge. You attack Iran and blow up some of their reactors, you're going to keep them from industrializing. They really do want them for power and weapons down the road. They want them for both, let's just be honest. But they already got some weapons, at least two. I can't believe I have to even talk. This is so dangerous. Let me continue. Saudi Arabia's got a bunch. Cruise missiles to deliver them, you name it. And the whole region's worried about those two getting in a fight with each other, Shiite and Sunni. Iran, Shiite, Saudi Arabia, Sunni. And so the big thing going on here, it's so sophisticated, I have trouble even figuring it out. It's all been war-gamed, and I just think it's gotten out of control. Because the best-laid plans of mice and men often go awry. To quote A Tale of Two Cities, no, that's of Mice and Men. But if you look at it, it's just out of control. And now, if you're worried about Iran, messing with Russia is the much bigger issue. And here's the headline, Putin, Russia prepared, raising nuclear readiness over Crimea. And they've said openly they'll use nuclear weapons if it continues. Russia is ready to bring its nuclear weapons into a state of the art during last year's tensions over the Crimean Peninsula, the overthrow of Ukraine President Vladimir Putin said in remarks aired on Sunday. Putin also explained on previous admissions that the well-armed forces in unmarked uniforms who took control of Ukrainian military facilities in Crimea were Russian soldiers. He made the remarks on state-run TV in a documentary. So is Iran the threat or is Russia the threat? And by threat, if you go in a bear's cave and start kicking it in the face, it's going to attack you. The threat is the West wanting to dominate Russia when Russia is only trying to rebuild and is not in an offensive posture. This is global domination by different predatory groups. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There's an article in the International Business Times admitting that the West is funding the war effort in East Ukraine. So this is a proxy war with Russia. It's incredibly dangerous. When we come back, we're going to look at the bird flu spreading in Kansas and more.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want us stunned and dumbed down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
so we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. I don't think I've ever done this, but we're going to take calls specifically for listeners in Central Texas who are attending South by Southwest, or people that have comments on South by Southwest. That's the big, giant, interactive film and then entertainment music event that goes on for more than 2 weeks. 2 weeks officially, but it just takes up the whole month of March now. It turns the city into a hellhole with massive traffic. And it's a microcosm of other globalist operations where they hype things up. It's like a new gold rush where there are no real jobs in the economy. There's no real jobs for all these trendies that have gone and gotten these degrees. And it's a bunch of corporations like McDonald's handing out free food like crack dealers, you know, hand out crack to school children. It's just a joke. And you can see where this is going in the future. As there's fewer and fewer jobs, and basically these kingpins are like the scam artist that would wait out at the gateway to the West, Missouri and other areas, Chicago, Illinois, other areas, and provision everyone who was preparing to go west with their wagon trains. And if you didn't know what you were doing, they'd sell you a wagon that fell apart 50 miles down the road. They'd gouge you. They'd suck every dime out of you and then send you down the road, basically preying on your dreams, preying on your hopes. That's what fads are. It's what modern fashion is all about. It's about controlling how you see the world instead of organic cultural values. The globalists are waging war on anything organic that developed out of humanity naturally that we have ancestral memories to engage in. The globalists are waging war against the family, against sovereignty, against national sovereignty, against private property. They're at war against the individual. They're at war with humans, like they're space aliens from another dimension. And I'm not saying that's what we're dealing with, but it might as well be that. I have analyzed the enemy operation for 25 years. I've been on air for 20. I've read their publications. I've read history books. I've studied the latest manuals on technology. And I'm telling you that AI will be a new life form on this planet. And really, at its core, that's what this is about, is selling AI and the surveillance society as cool. So I want to hear your angle on South by Southwest. I want to hear your take on this and other events that are sponsored by the biggest globalist companies. The same globalist outfits that finance the gun control movement and the open borders, they're all over South by Southwest. By the way, I get invited to speak at South by Southwest events. I don't go. I've been in films that premiere there, and I've been on a bunch of TV shows, and I just don't want to be part of it. We instead this week, throughout the weekday show coming up, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're going to be hijacking their memes, their stories, their terms, and showing people. We've already done it. We've already got two stories that are national news from this. And it just started Friday officially, right? Didn't it just start Friday? I try not to pay attention to it. But I've got the crew out there doing it. So we're going to talk about globalist fads, globalist advertising, marketing, Edward Bernays, propaganda, and how they create these events like the Oscars or sports, the Super Bowl, where it becomes so sick and we're all watching and obsessing on what they say and do. It'd be fine to have something interactive if it was from the people and what they had to say. That's why talk radio is so great. You call in. You bring up topics. You're involved. Not when you see something like South by Southwest. And that's how I see these South by Southwest trendies. I mean, they're so desperate. They're so scared. I talk to them. They're there looking for a job. They're there trying to get out of mom's basement. They're trying to find that magic thing. You got all these Google unpaid people. They've had Google intern movies to recruit them. Hundreds of thousands of them not being paid, just hoping that desperately someday they'll be somebody. And Microsoft and McDonald's, and they're all just there. Something that started out about music and independent film has just been turned into another globalist marketing pump to spew out propaganda. So I don't really know overall where you're going to go with this. I know where I'm going to go with it. I'm going to break down some of the secrets of their manipulation and kind of open source the scam for folks to wonder why they're at South by Southwest. I'm going to explain it to you. From my perspective, which is dead on, you can believe it. But you can disagree with me if you like, if you think it's a great thing. Sure, it's like a lottery ticket. You know, George Orwell marveled in essays he wrote, not just in his fictional allegory, 1984, about if the general public ever stopped obsessing on sports, knowing every sports score, or knowing all about lottery ticket systems, which were impossible. People invest in lotteries all day, spend their paycheck on it, win one out of, you know, 50 million, I guess, win the average lottery. One in 20 million, one in 5 million. It's just delusional. And that's what something like South by Southwest is. It's all about suckering the chumps that want to go west. But at least if you wanted to go west to Valhalla, to a free open land, and be somebody and carve something out, at least a lot of those Easterners and immigrants knew how to work hard and were somewhat smart, even though a lot of them got ripped off by the dry goods stores and by the provisioners and by the outfitters. You need to know that something like South by Southwest is 99% fraud, 99% scam, 99% joke, chumping you. Just like turning your guns in and being trendy and being liberal and being politically correct, you're told, do this, you'll be accepted. No, do this, you're not a human anymore. You're not even real. It's totalitarianism packaged, this sicky, sweet, fake liberalism. And by the way, beards are in fashion now, but I made the joke about different colored socks and beards. It's like guys with tattoos and motorcycles. I like tattoos. I get them. I like motorcycles. Most people on motorcycles with tattoos are really cool. There's certain types of people that go out and get a bunch of tattoos on a motorcycle. They're all hat and no cattle. I'm not against a hat if you got cattle. And, you know, what makes a man, the beard or the man? I have nothing against beards. You'll just see, like, 20-year-old guys with a beard that look at you like you're not a man. You don't have a beard. It's like, buddy, I could have a big old blonde red beard if I wanted one. I don't have one because it makes my face scratch. And, you know, the ladies don't like it. But it's the fad I don't like about the beards, that it's a system-driven cheekiness put out by the liberals that then everybody adopts. And then it's these anti-male, effeminate men with beards and big mustaches, and they look at you like you're naked because you don't have one. And it's like, hey, dude, I can break people's necks. I can wage war against tyranny. I earned my bones 100 times, 100 different ways. You don't even know what planet I'm on. I can grow a big mustache and put grease on the end of it. And I got a lot of friends that got mustaches and beards. They're cool people because they already do something. I'm talking in generalities. In generalities, everybody knows what I'm talking about. It's the fads I don't like. It's all I hear men talk about is the NFL. And it's like, talk about something else. I was in a hot tub with a couple business guys and their girlfriends last night, and it was just so refreshing to hear these super successful young, you know, like one was like 35, almost 40 entrepreneurs. They knew how every angle, how stuff worked. They weren't even listeners. They just knew about the scams. They were not talking about how to be trendy or how to have a beard. It was just wonderful. It was just incredible. It was a magic moment. And that's what I like to be around. It's so interesting to sit around and have dinner with a top retired NASA rocket scientist and a business owner who owns some of the biggest restaurant operations in the country, and, you know, a champion bull rider. It's so cool to be around men that have actually done something, and the whole system is designed and set around not getting you to ever do anything, not getting you to ever take action. Coming up, I'll hit this and then go to your phone calls. But here's the local number. We're giving a local number out today, 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. And we'll take your calls if you're in Austin, Texas, have been to South by Southwest, are part of it. If you disagree with me, if you think you're getting value out of it, women think, you know, having a guy punch them and put them on the street as a prostitute, they're winning. They find out later they're not. Or buying lottery tickets. You can't explain this to some people that want to be pimped. But I'm kind of the anti-pimp. I want to see humanity rise. 877-789-ALEX is the general number if you're local and just want to call that toll-free for some ridiculous reason. But 512-646-7076. I've not gotten into the internet takeover that's going on. And we now have the documents. They now finally released them 2 weeks late to confuse everybody. When the story wasn't big anymore, we need to make it big again. Now, that's a trick they played. We'll get into media tricks coming up in the next hour, not just South by Southwest. We'll get into USDA reports virulent strain of avian flu spreading quickly in the Kansas area and other areas. We'll get into the shooters coming out admitting they shot the cops. Folks try to claim that was a false flag. Border Patrol says waves of sex offenders and criminals pouring across KRGV-TV. All this and more in the InfoWar. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, defending humanity. If you're watching or listening, you are the resistance to the dehumanization takeover. Resist. Awaken.
GCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we've teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockItPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockItPocket health and privacy pack. That includes one BlockItPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying, and a BlockItPocket Talkit that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.